Monthly home sales in BC have dropped 40.8% since this time last year, as repeated interest rate hikes continue to drive the market from feverish activity to more stable and balanced conditions, according to the BC Real Estate Association. The average residential price in BC was $918,378 in August, down 17%, from $1,109,000 in January. Prices are still up 2.1% year-over-year, while total sales dollar volumes declined 39.6% since August 2021. The association still considers the market balanced between buyers and sellers. Housing activity across the province remains well below normal but is showing signs of stabilizing, said BCREA chief economist Brendan Ogmanson. While inventory is up over last year, active listings have somewhat stalled at relatively low levels in most major markets, and as a result we are seeing a healthier balance compared to last year. To August, residential sales dollar volume was down 22.1% from the same period in 2021, to $63.8 billion, while residential unit sales were down 30.5%, to 62,502 units, the BCREA noted. The Bank of Canada's key interest rate has risen 3.0% since last year and now sits at 3.25%. The bank forecasts rates will climb again by the end of the year in order to suppress demand on goods to tame inflation, which reached 7.6% in July. This means new five-year fixed mortgages are being set by banks at about 5.5%, as opposed to a common rate of 2 to 2.5% last year. Meanwhile, the U.S. Consumer Price Index, which measures how the prices of consumer goods in urban areas change over time, climbed 8.3% year-over-year, according to the Labor Department. That is 0.1 percentage points higher than July, beating forecasts inflation was falling, according to Bloomberg News. The U.S. Federal Reserve overnight interest rate sits at 2.25%, though that is expected to go up by 0.75% to 1% next week. The higher interest rates are weighing down the housing market, according to Royal Bank of Canada. This process is most visible in the suburbs and exurbs of Toronto and Vancouver, where price drops have been most significant to date, stated a September 7 RBC report. The report forecast the Bank of Canada would hike its policy rate to 3.5% by the fall, chilling markets in the months ahead. The areas surrounding Vancouver and Toronto, Canada's least affordable markets, face the most risk because affordability has gotten out of control, especially after outsized price gains during the pandemic, the report stated. The Fraser Valley is particularly volatile. Pitt Meadows, -11.3%, Maple Ridge, -10.9%, Port Coquitlam, -10.4%, Cloverdale, -12.4%, and Mission, -15.2%, have recorded the largest price declines over the past 3 months in Metro Vancouver, noted RBC. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca.